Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Good morning, Las Vegas. My name is John Racine, and I surely count it a privilege to be able to share with you this morning the Word of God. We're going to jump right in this morning to what I want to talk about this morning, using several different biblical characters and circumstances that happened, actual historical events, to show you that we can trust God, that we can know that God has worked in the lives of others before us, and we might not do as big or as amazing things as they did, or the things that we attempt to do or actually do might seem paltry in comparison, but I want you to know that God is for us. And when you choose to submit your will and your life to Him and choose to seek after Him and to do His will in your life, then you can know that God is for you. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want God against me. And sometimes I'm reminded about that fact when Satan is trying to tempt me or Satan wants me to reject God's will, that, you know, I don't want God's hand against me. I want God for me. And so the first person that we want to talk about this morning is Joshua. In Joshua chapter 1, after the death of Moses, this is what the scripture says. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to give their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be very careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Now I want you to realize that everything that he just shared with Joshua has its foundation or its hope and trust in that last statement. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And yet there is conditions to that Joshua would be strong and courageous and careful to obey the law and not turn from it from the right or the left, that he may be successful, and that he was not to let the book of law depart from his mouth, but he was to meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. You know, God promised that he was always going to be with us and go wherever Joshua went, but Joshua had some responsibility as well. Joshua had some things that God expected him to live up to, and Joshua did those things. He was very successful in his campaigns, as you read through the book of Joshua. Now, there were times when other people weren't as successful with that. And you can read in Joshua 7 about account of a man named Achan who didn't keep God's commands, who thought that he could get away with something that God said, no, don't do that. And in the end, it came back and it destroyed him and his family and actually cost the nation of Israel some other lives as well in battle. And so I want you to see this morning that God is for us. He's with us. He will be with us, and we can be successful in all that we do as we go through life if we'll hold on to him, if we'll hold on to God and not let go of his promises, and that we'll be very careful to live in the way that God expects us to live. Not so that God will love us anymore. God loves us more than we can ever know. And there's no way that we can earn God's love more than he loves us already. He demonstrated that to us on the cross. But Joshua, he told them, and the basis of that promise was that he would be with him and not to be discouraged. And that helps me a lot as I go through life, that when times get discouraged, like right now, my family has been sick. You can probably tell that my nose is stuffed up and the kids have got colds and my wife is kind of struggling with the fever. And, you know, it just gets to be really a drag sometimes. And sometimes you just want to get irritated and upset and cross. Sometimes you want to get discouraged and just, when is this going to end? But even in things like that, in just mundane things that aren't really so huge in life, that it's good to know that God's always with us. And even through little things like that, that we can know that he'll be with us wherever we go. And so Joshua is someone that I always like to come back to and remember and read the account of his life. And Joshua had no doubt about God's promises, just like we shouldn't. So let's listen to our first song this morning. This is sung by Petra called No Doubt.
There are times when you feel like you can't go on. There are times when you feel like giving in. And there are times when you feel like you can't try anymore. There are times of trouble in believing. This test of your faith will last as long as it takes to pass. Do you have no more doubt you'll endure? And your faith will emerge true and pure. No doubt it'll be alright. With God it'll all work together for good. No doubt in the end it will be understood. No doubt it'll all work out. With faith he can move any mountain for us. No doubt. The time to take a reckless leap of faith. There's a time to be cautious and wait. And there's a way of learning from the past that this time of trouble won't last. And sometimes
All right, let's continue on this morning about the fact that we can trust God, that we can put all of our hope in Him and never doubt Him and know that He is always going to be near us. You know, another account I like from the Old Testament is the account of David and Goliath. Now, David was just a young man at the time, and he had been a shepherd out in the fields, and now he was faced with a huge champion of the Philistines, a giant named Goliath, who was over 9 feet tall. Now, I don't know, I've never seen anybody that big, but I sure wouldn't want to go up against somebody 9 feet tall, let alone with a helmet of bronze on his head and a huge coat of armor and just, you know, someone that was wielding a spear and a shield. This guy was a formidable fighting unit. And David went out to face him because this Philistine Goliath was taunting the armies of the living God. You see, David wasn't frightened by his size. He knew that God was bigger than this Philistine. And even when Saul replied to David in verse 33, "You're not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You're only a boy, and he has been a fighting man from his youth." And so, you know, again, in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 33, even the king kind of doubted David. But in verse 34 of 1 Samuel 17, David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came in and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. And when it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." You see, David trusted God. David knew that God could deliver him from this Philistine if he chose to. Now, he didn't just presume that God was going to, but he just trusted that if he would do what he had always done before, that God would rescue him through it somehow. And so David didn't go out like a fighting man. He just took his sling and stone like he always had. And even Goliath kind of laughed at him and taunted him. "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" And he cursed David and said, "Come on, then I'll feed your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." And I love what David says in verse 45. He said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." What faith! What courage! What just knowing that God was going to work it out somehow. And so the Philistine ran to meet and attack him, and David put a stone in his sling, and the stone went up in the air, and as the song, little kid song says, the giant came tumbling down, hit him right in the forehead, and knocked him out. Now, as far as we know, that probably didn't kill him, but David took care of that. As soon as he was down, he went over and he took the giant's own sword and he struck off his head. And when the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they ran from the men of Israel and Judah. And there was a great victory that day because a young shepherd boy trusted in God. Now, I know we don't literally face giants these days, and we don't have to do things like that. But I'll tell you what, some of the pressures and the concerns of life are difficult. And even though we don't face actual physical, real persecution in this country so much yet, there are brothers and sisters in other parts of the world who face death and torture and persecution for their faith. We need to be people that trust God. We need to be people that know that God is with us in every circumstance, that He is never gone, that we're never alone. Some people give up on God too soon, and we need to be people that hold on And remember that God can do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine. So trust him. Don't ever doubt that he can come through for us. All right, let's listen to our next song this morning. This is a song by Colton Dixon called Never Gone.
Lights off, a shot in the dark, we get lost. When we're playing a part, we lay blame. Like we know what's best, it's a shame. We break when we fall too hard and lose faith. When we're torn apart, don't say you're too far gone.
Back for our last session this morning, and you know, again, looking at Old Testament historical figures is great, but what about us? Do we have that same kind of trust? You know, our God is the same yesterday and today and forever, and he's still there for us. You know, one of the things that I love that Jesus told his apostles in Matthew 28:18-20, that all authority in heaven and on earth had been given to him. Therefore, they were to go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that Jesus had commanded them. And Jesus said at the very end of that, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." I love that promise. I love that hope that he held out to the apostles. And we have that same hope even today, that Jesus is with us always, that he'll always be with us. I love what the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, a very similar statement. And he ties it in with the love of money, which is so much of what people think this world is all about. But he writes to God's people in verse 5 of chapter 13 of Hebrews and says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. I mean, what are physical riches compared to that? And we have to be careful not to get caught up in those things, because Jesus gave a warning and he said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet forfeit his soul? Now, we can enjoy great wealth in Christ, and God can use the blessing of wealth to benefit many people as we're generous with what he's given us. But the point of it is, even if we don't have anything, if all we have is just a little food, a little clothing, we should be content and know that no matter what, God is always going to be with us. Even in times of distress, even in death, we can know that God is with us. We never have to be afraid. We can go out and live life to the full. We can stand on the promises of God. We can share the good news about life. And we can be salt and light in this world that we live in. And we can know that no matter what happens, even if people reject us, even if they think we're crazy or foolish or whatever else, that God has promised that he'll always be with us and he'll never forsake us. And so in that kind of hope, we need to go out and get busy for the kingdom of God and encourage one another and live for God's glory and to strive to be holy because he's holy, and to try to share with people the good news about Jesus the Christ that died on the cross for them. Let's listen to our last song this morning. This is by Royal Taylor, and it's a song that'll kind of get you going this morning if you haven't already yet. It's called Ready, Set, Go. Let's listen.
Live so long with my eyes on me. Too deaf to hear, too blind to see. Broken hearts on the city streets, but I can hear that you're calling me to be the hope, be the light, be the love right now. Start it right now. Oh, you put my life in motion. Your love makes me wanna give my oh. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Oh, so love, I'm not holding back anymore. Oh,
Well, that's going to do it for us this morning. I hope you've been encouraged by this lesson from the past and an exhortation for the future. We'd sure like to get to know you a little bit if you just started listening to us this morning. We're the Church at Las Vegas, and we meet at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard, right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. You can come visit us Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for Bible study and prayer. You can also visit our website at thechurchatlasvegas.com, where you can learn more about us. And thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate you tuning in every week, or if this was your first time. And above all else, seek after God. Seek after Him while He can be found. Call on His name. Our God is a wonderful, awesome God, and He will hear and answer. Keep standing, friends, on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.